me.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KJRFM HD1, Seattle. 95.7 KJR, an iHeart radio station.
I want to marry you. Hey, hey, Paula. No one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you.
Paula Poundstone has performed at the White House. She's been on all the late-night talk shows, HBO, ABC, Comedy Central. She's a regular contributor to NPR and the Huffington Post. On Saturday, March 10th, Paula and her incredibly quick comedic wit will do something very nice for Seattle. She'll be headlining a show at the Moore Theater. It's a special benefit for the Friends of the Seattle Public Library. For more information about the show and how to get tickets, you can link to stgpresents.org just by going to bobrivers.com. This is her fifth appearance on our show. I don't know if there's a cutoff point or if we're anywhere near close to it, but Paula Poundstone, welcome back to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Well, thank you so much. It's nice to be back.
I think when she gets seven visits, we give her a robe.
We give her a robe,
yeah,
at seven visits?
Like on Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Oh, man, I would love to have a robe.
We need to make a robe.
I'm standing scantily clad right now because I don't have a robe.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You would do that for us?
What?
Stand scantily clad during the interview.
He thinks you're doing it for him. That's funny.
Oh. Well, he didn't think of it as a gesture for you. It was more a matter of limited resources.
Because well, there's no robe.
I will take it, however. But Paula, it is nice to talk to you. We love you. We've been big fans for a long time.
Well, I'm flattered. Thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing for the Seattle Public Libraries. How did that come about?
Well, you know what? Sadly, I must correct that. We partner in merchandise sales at the end of the night, and I do it all around the country. I support an organization called Friends of the Libraries, which are local, you know, they're local chapters that,
that are the
volunteer arm of the local library. And it's pretty much a no-brainer in terms of something to support. You know, a lot of times when people support a cause or bring awareness of a cause to an audience, you know, people will say, well, you know, they took a courageous stance. You don't really have to take a courageous stance for libraries. I have yet to cross a picket line.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of people protesting literacy out there.
Nobody says books are bad. Why are you supporting something like this?
And if I did cross a picket line, many of the posters would be spelled wrong.
That's right. That's true. Although without books, it sure is easier to control our population with misinformation and sound bites.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And boy, are they doing it. I don't know why they keep insisting that the economy is sort of controlled like in The Wizard of Oz by the president. The truth is, as every economist I hear speak suggests that the wheels of motion on the economy, the things that go into it, were set in motion a long, long time ago. May not even have been, it may not even have been George Bush. I don't know.
Right.
It seems like it's something Taft did.
Well, it's Taft. I think we should,
that
you know.
Fat bastard.
Well, a lot of it, well, like some of the same things that happened after the Great Depression were set up by things that happened in the 80s and 90s and 70s and, allowing money to flow, people to take more risk and things like that. I think you're right. It is weird, though, how in the news everything is short-term blame-oriented. Like, clearly, like, gas prices have doubled. It's this guy's fault.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a guy, oddly, in Poughkeepsie.
Yes.
I think we should just pick one guy, like, you know, mm-hmm. like how when people say, you know, your name is Mud, which apparently did come from a person named Mud. I always thought it was just referring to dirt. But apparently there was a guy. In fact, his family cleared his name recently. But, you know, they'll never
Mud was the surgeon that set John Wilkes Booth's leg.
Is that
after
right?
Lincoln assassination?
And your name
Absolute
is Mud?
Mud. That's where it comes from.
Wow.
Are you sure about that. I
positive.
Think it was something else.
Wait, don't tell me. No, it's I'm
wait,
telling
wait,
you.
Don't tell me.
I listen to you every weekend.
Are you a historian? Do you know? Because that, by the way, if you're a historian, a lot of parents, when their kids would say, well, you know, I want to major in history, you know, parents would say, well, yeah, but what are you going to do with that? But boy, Newt Gingrich has changed all that, hasn't he? $1.6 or $1.8 million for being a historian for Freddie Mac. A role. I wonder who filled that role before Newt Gingrich. Like, did they fire their historian and then he came along? And here's, at first I didn't understand how that would work. Like, why would Freddie Mac have a historian? And then I thought it out. Here's what must have happened. You know, I wondered what that role was, but here's what must have happened. So they would have a meeting and they would say, oh my God, we've given mortgages. We sold mortgages to people who can't afford to pay them back, and now those mortgages have been broken up into small pieces and sold in financial products throughout the world, and we've now brought down the entire world economy. And then they would turn and say, Newt, could you tell us a little something about the Pilgrims? he was filling a necessary, right, albeit vital role. Mm. Yeah, and now with your knowledge of this mud thing, you
could do that. You could be their new.
You can make consultant. A lateral move.
That's right.
Well, you know, I was born in the in Maryland, and I was always made trips to Washington D.C. as a kid with my parents. And I think our nation's history is amazing and vital that everybody should know.
You've sat on the Lincoln steps. You've done other things behind Lincoln.
My wife and I conjugated our...
I don't want to hear it again. But
yeah, verbs. Verbs. We conjugated
yes, he
verbs.
Did. It's
we
disgusting.
Did. Look at him walk. He walked.
Lincoln Monument?
The backside facing Arlington.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I married the right one.
I'm taking the pennies out of my pocket. Because, you know, the pennies, it's funny, the pennies, they may have been crafted during that, what I like to call, incident. Because if you look really carefully on the back of your penny, it is, in fact, the Lincoln Monument. And yeah, you, in fact, can see a little bit
of us,
of the Lincoln statue, just a titch. And then behind that, there's a bare foot. Mm. And that would apparently have been
you.
Us. Yeah. Well, Paula, you should know that the pennies have been changed this year, and the Lincoln Memorial is no longer on the back of a penny.
Did they take it off?
Why?
Because of me.
That is so.
Why?
I'm, of course, referring to an older penny, but because someone noticed a naked foot.
That's right.
It's a wonderful life. Like, people don't really realize what they does. You know, what they do, excuse me, how what they do influences, you know, the world around them. But this little story, you know, about you and let's just say indiscretion between you and your wife behind the Lincoln Monument eventually changed American currency.
There you
go.
You
are George Bailey.
You can really feel great about
that. I love that movie.
Paula Poundstone. Paula, you are famously on Facebook and Twitter. You are a modern woman who uses the internet, but I hear you do not let your kids do it. So it's for adults only. Is that your opinion?
I think that, I use it really for my work. I write jokes and put them up and you know, it's for my work. It's not really how I connect, you know. And I read people's, I follow a lot of people, and I do read their feed, and I often respond. I mean, I don't respond to absolutely everybody absolutely all the time. But, you know, I want my kids to, you know, go outside and play basketball, go to the movies with some friends, read silly things.
Sure, from the Seattle Public Library, yeah.
Frivolous things. I want them to, you know, play foosball and cheer their team on while playing foosball, which is hard to do because, let's face it, it's plastic men with a thing through their middle.
I got it.
But, you know, I really, to my core, believe that those are very, very important things. And you know, we play cranium, we play board games and yell at each other about it. And I think that's really, really important. And that other stuff, you know, even my middle daughter, who is about to turn 18, who, you know, for the longest time when we would, you know, meet up with people or something, and they would say to my daughter, well, do you do Facebook? My daughter would always go, no, my mother doesn't let me. And I got to tell you, even she said to me not too long ago, she said, you know, I'm so glad you never let me do that.
Look at that.
Because, you know, she watches other, you know, friends throw their minutes away. And, well, you know, I know from the afternoons that I spent on the couch at my mother's house watching Gilligan's Island, your minutes don't come back.
They don't come back.
I think one Gilligan's Island or perhaps two are important so that you can understand the national dialogue. But after that, I mean, I think it's important to know who Lovey is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very important.
But that you can do by going to the, you know, Museum of Broadcasting, which I've taken my kids to the Museum of Broadcasting.
You're so right. Everybody knows who Lovey Howell is, but you ask somebody who Dolly Madison is, and they think it's a cupcake lady.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly right.
By the way, we have brain scientist friends here at the University of Washington who are studying now the effects of Facebooking and Twittering on kids, and they say it stunts their relationship growth.
And blow me away. By the way, tell them to go research something we don't know.
All right. Well, they need it.
My daughter says to me that she said to me the other day, she goes, Mom, are you an entrepreneur? And I go, well, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. And I said, well, you know, I'm incorporated. Yeah, I guess so. And she said, okay, then I need to interview you. And I go, well, why? What for? Oh, because I have to interview an entrepreneur. I go, no, you will not interview me. You go do the assignment. You go, you know, find somebody.
Find one.
In a small business world. That would kind of be like, okay, I'm a scientist and I'm studying how Facebook and Twitter affect, like, stunt kids' social growth. Okay, that's cheating. You can know that
just it's already
by lifting
proven.
Your head up on an airplane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's cheating. They need to go and actually do a social science study.
Yeah, but you know what? Companies need and educators need evidence. They need actual real evidence.
Right, you're absolutely right. You know, I heard a thing one day where they said that they had done studies about the gaming stuff. The video, what do you call online games or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the violent ones. And there were they said that, you know, two groups of scientists said that you could sort of interpret the results differently. Like one group said, yes, it's not good for them, and the other group said, oh no, you really can't say that based on the evidence. It doesn't really seem to be doing any harm. But what was really interesting in the story is that the scientists who said it wasn't doing any harm do not allow their children to play those games.
Ah, and that says a lot.
I don't know. You know, my guess is the whole thing was, you know, funded by, you know, the whole study was funded by, you know, GameStop.
On that theme, what stocks are you investing in these days? Just curious. What do you think about the global?
Stocks am I investing? You're joking, right? I'm afraid to use my credit card.
You are.
I fear that Susie Orman will leap out from behind something.
How do you feel about our crazy country and financial world and the value of homes and the whole, like, people out of work and all of that? Do you think it's going to get better? I mean, I'm asking you because you're not a scientist.
Well, of course it's going to get better, and then it'll get worse, and then it'll get better, and then it'll get worse. I mean, of course it's going to get better at some time or other, but I know nothing about money. I mean, until very, very recently, I thought the Lincoln Monument was on the back of the penny.
So do you entrust somebody, Paula? Do you entrust somebody just to take care of that stuff for you? I mean, obviously you must have a plan. I mean,
yeah. You're famous and rich.
That's a great conversation. No, I don't have a plan. I swear to you, this is a true story. I swear it. I recently wrote to my accountant, and I wrote him one sentence because I was filling out a financial aid form. I wrote, do I have assets? and he wrote me back and told me what assets were.
You didn't
and
know.
I wrote him back and said, yeah, do I have them?
Yeah, answer the question.
Do I have them?
Yeah, it's like talking to my teenage daughter, him not answering my questions. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't have a plan. I don't have any money. I haven't done it well. I mean, that's the honest truth. I'm terrible at this.
Well, you keep doing benefits for people. You maybe...
Yeah, you got to stop doing that. You got to stop giving money to charity then if you
citizens
know that.
Citizens for better pasta.
You know, I mean, I'm lucky I make a healthy living. I don't own a house. I rent. I have a lot of cats.
I know about that. Yes. Paula Poundstone, it says here, has 16 cats. True number?
16 cats. It's a tremendous amount of kibble.
I swear I heard a meow at the beginning of this interview.
Oh,
yeah,
you might have.
There a cat right there?
They're noisy and annoying, and I spend my life cleaning up after them, and I don't... You know, I don't know what ever possessed me.
Why 16, and does the term cat lady bother you?
I hear the term cat lady a lot, and I'll tell you something. I also have two German Shepherd mixed dogs, and so I'm not a cat lady. I'm an animal lover.
That's nice.
I really get that the dogs are kind of beards, honestly.
Anybody who calls you cat lady gets to meet the dogs. Yeah.
That's exactly right. My dogs. I've trained my dogs to growl viciously at that term.
Pedro found on the internet a video of two of your cats, and one of them appears to be like massaging the other one's stomach, and it's a really charming, you know, kitten videos are the cutest thing online, period. So I don't know how many hits you get or whether those cats are bringing in any advertising dough, but
No, they have yet to pay for themselves. It's one cat palpitating the other's liver, I believe.
That's right. That's right. And it's just one of many. How many videos have you posted?
I don't know, probably 100 or
100, just maybe 100.
And some of them, by the way, with some excellent, and, you know, you would never know that I do my own sets, costume, hair, and makeup. So some of them very, very high-end productions. Mm. I do a cooking show called Cooking with Rhonda, which is a character named Rhonda Puckett that teaches cooking for the very, very beginning cook. I do an interview show with a guy named, I can't even remember his name now. His last name is Pye. I can't think of his first name. And he, Theodore Pye. And he interviews Abraham Lincoln. And by the way, here I have Theodore Pye interviewing Abraham Lincoln. And, you know, it's gotten maybe 10 hits. Whereas if you have a chicken... You know, moving its bowels, it's a million.
Right.
Yeah.
That is the way it goes. But you
cool.
keep your kids.
Very cool.
You keep your kids off the internet to keep it from being 1.1 million, and that's good for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now you also will have your cats answer people's questions. Ask Paula to ask her cats one of the things you do?
I used to. I stopped. I stopped reading the questions to my cat, and the cat doesn't read.
So it's done.
I have discontinued that service.
I have a quick one. How do your cats feel about your dogs? You ever fear they might gang up and, you know, have a little mutiny?
Well, you know, we have this puppy now who pretty much all the cats are against, according to polling. I called them up and I asked each one individually around dinner time how they felt about the puppy. And so far, his approval rating is very, very low here in our house.
Nice. But no violence has occurred. I mean, 16 cats would be a formidable force if they should all decide to, get together and do something.
No violence has occurred. It's been relatively peaceful. Actually, one night, because the puppy has a cage in the kitchen. One night, I came home and somebody hadn't latched the cage door, probably me, correctly, and the dog, you know, got out. And man, there were cats in every cabinet in the house.
Paula Poundstone,
got refuge behind the frying pan.
Paula, we love you. We've been fans for a while. We've talked over the years about just about everything. Actually, before you were coming on this morning, I went to Google last night and I said, "Well, let's see what's like the latest on Paula Poundstone." And I sometimes do this with celebrities. I just Google, you know, Paula Poundstone gossip, and I see like what, you know, when you've been spotted, what's been happening, and you know what. Your internet is clean. There's nothing. There's like nothing about. It's like there's one site that profiles celebrities.
Wow.
And under relationships, they tally it says relationships.
Relationships.
It says zero.
Like going out with somebody. You mean?
Everything. Yeah. Everything about you comes up.
I don't go out with anybody.
I know. We've talked about that before. You're very reclusive, and yet, by the way, on a Google search where Google fills in names.
Wow.
If you type the name Paula in, you come up fifth. That's pretty famous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess there's not a lot of us, huh?
Well, there's Paula Deen.
Paula Prentice.
Right.
There's Paula Prentice. Paula Abdul.
No, you beat Paula Prentice. Paula Abdul. Paula Patton, who's a hot actress, is coming up ahead of you right now.
Oh, boy, she is so lucky.
and Paula Ferris, who does World News on ABC or something like that. Yeah. But you're right up there. I didn't even have to type part of your last name, which I think is huge.
You were in the world's top five Paulas.
Wow, that was quite an honor.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was in the fifth grade with Paula Wurlitzer. It was the first time I'd ever met another Paula. And we became best friends just because we kept, they would say Paula, and we would both sort of, you know, put our heads up at the same time kind of thing. At first there was a little bit of rivalry. And then it worked good. But yeah, it's not really that common a name. I actually can't.
So you give some of the credit to just being named Paula. You don't take it all for your fame.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's nice. But there is something you'd like to do, and it looks like you've been stiffed again. Last year you launched a campaign, I'm told, to get on Dancing with the Stars. True?
Yes, I did. You're absolutely right. There was even a Facebook page that was, you know, grassrootedly begun. And yes, and then I heard when I was tweeting the Goofy Stupid Oscars, I heard that they were announcing, I think the following morning or something, the new Dancing with the Stars lineup. And I got to tell you, my phone is not wrong.
No, you got stiffed. And look, you're bigger than so many of those stars. What's the problem?
I don't know. Maybe they think I wouldn't take it seriously. And, you know, because certainly there's no lack of dance talent.
Clearly.
Sure. That couldn't be it.
Yeah, I don't want you to think that it's in any way a physical
problem. I mean, if they can let the mailman from Cheers on there, I don't think your dance talent is a huge issue.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I don't, you know, I'll tell you something. I really did doggedly pursue it for a while. I was very enthusiastic about it. And then when last year's, because I've been snubbed, you know, many times now, when last year's list came out and Nancy Grace was on it, I'm like, okay, you know what? That's beyond insulting.
That's totally. Yeah,
it was bad enough that they weren't going to have me, but that they were going to rub my face in it by having Nancy Grace, who, I'll tell you something, I got one of those CNN Hero Awards. Well, I didn't get it. I nominated myself for a CNN Hero Award one time. And this was what my heroic act. I was at the gate at the airport, and the television was on, and you know how it's way up high? The television was on at the gate at the airport, and Nancy Grace was on. And so I took my carry-on bag, and I swung it up and turned the television off. And people wept.
She's the worst of the worst.
And I know that those CNN Hero Awards, you know, they honor people that, like, you know, raise money for, you know, they dodge bullets to get to the operating room to operate on the, you know, cleft lips of impoverished children in third world countries. And I think that's great. I think that turning off the television when Nancy Grace is on rivals it.
You're up there. I agree.
Hey, Paula, before we go, I have to mention this because I'm literally squirming in my chair. If I don't, this will probably be the last chance for me. You remember that comedy special that you did where you interacted with a lady in the audience about her mom's face getting ripped off on a lube rack?
Yes.
That comedy special made me go out and do stand-up. That was the one.
Well, and did it keep you away from lube racks?
It did.
Okay, well,
that's very important.
Then it serves its purpose. Well, I'm very flattered. That was just like that was luck of the draw.
That was a classic.
You know, I mean, I just so happened. I mean, all I had to say was like, "Wah!" you know, I mean, that was just, it just so happened that I talked to somebody who had a gnarly accident that they happened to describe in a way that was so shocking. That it was funny.
Well, thanks for the inspiration.
Paula Poundstone. See Paula at the Moore Theater Saturday, March 10th, 8 o'clock. Special benefit for the Friends of Seattle Public Library. And Paula, is there a TV reality show you would or had to turn down? Is there one you would turn down?
Is there a TV reality show that I would turn down?
Yeah, or
Any
maybe you already did.
All. I've been tweeting The Bachelor. I had never seen it before. I'd heard the name, but I had never seen it. And then I was trying to tweet the Westbury, no, the West,
Borough.
No, the Westminster Dog Show.
Okay.
And I couldn't, I don't know, there was a problem with my neighbor's television. I couldn't get it on. And my daughter says to me, well, let's watch The Bachelor. She had never seen it either because I don't let my kids watch trash. But, and so I went, okay, I'll tweet The Bachelor. This was a few weeks ago. And so I did so, and then eventually we went on to the Westminster Dog Show, and the odd thing is it was a very smooth transition between the two.
Sweet.
The Bachelor is the most appalling, horrible television show I've ever seen in my life. And it's just unbelievable. I would love to have been in on the pitch meeting. I mean, think about all the people that have tried to get shows on television, and they've been turned down. Mm. But someone comes and says, well, let's get 25 whores. You know, and a guy who couldn't get a date on a bet. And stick him on an island? What do they do?
And they will, super mansion. Yeah.
Yeah, and then prompt them to say stuff in very unnatural circumstances.
It's perfect.
Yeah,
Paula, you could have made that pitch if you were that. You're just not that the kind of person, and that's the shame. Nice to talk to you again. We'll see you in Seattle Moore Theater Saturday, March 10th, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye bye.
Take care.
We need a different song for the sixth time we talked to her.
Yeah.
Enjoy her. Do you like her a lot?
You know what? Back in the day, I mean, currently I don't really follow her too closely, but back in the day when it was like her, Ellen DeGeneres, Whoopi Goldberg, Elaine Boozler, I mean, she totally inspired me to start doing stand-up comedy just because she was so different.
I have good news if you're a prisoner at Guantanamo Bay. Listening on iHeartRadio. Things just got a little better for prisoners at Guantanamo Bay.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Cruise on the Cruise.
Are they all people?
They could be people. They could be Disney characters. They could be local attractions.
Dumbo.
It is not Dumbo.
How about Gene Anderson?
It could be local celebrity.
The Mama Bear from Little Red Riding Hood.
That is incorrect.
Was that an example of a good guess?
It's an example of how things whittle down as we go with more clues.
Many will guess, but only one will win. Cruise on the Cruise with 95.7 KJR.
You could get lucky.
You know, every 4 years we get an extra day, February 29th, an extra day to do something with. Most people waste that time. Most people waste that time, and they go out and they gain weight. Don't gain weight on that February 29th. Do what I do. Take Healthy Trim in the morning, February 29th. Start a whole new section of your life. I have lost over 35 pounds on Healthy Trim, and I have never felt better. I'm losing weight, and that's always been hard for me, but not anymore. It's easy now. I take Healthy Trim in the morning, drink plenty of water, and just go about my day. No calories to count, no special meals to buy and prepare. If I can do this, anybody can do this. Healthy Trim is 100% natural. It's been clinically tested, and it helps control your appetite so you eat less, especially late at night when I'm watching TV and I used to just shovel food in unconsciously in my mouth. That doesn't happen anymore. Right now, try Healthy Trim for 30 days. If you're not happy, guaranteed full refund. And right now, buy a bottle, get a second bottle free. That's like a dollar a day. Check it out at HealthyTrim.com or call 855-888-TRIM. 855-888-TRIM. You can also find Healthy Trim at GNC stores nationwide.
They're back. Spike and the Impalers on the big stage that started it all. Emerald Queen Casino, April 21st. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.
How long should your dreams live?
Long enough to pay off the house.
Long enough to send the kids to college.
Your dreams should live forever. So help protect them with American Families Life Insurance. Use our online life needs calculator or find an agent at AmFam.com to find out how much coverage is right for you and your family. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance. Auto, home, business, or life, we can protect it. And this personalized coverage comes at a very affordable price. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its subsidiaries. Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. Home office, Madison, Wisconsin.
Tonight on an all-new Law & Order
SVU.
Simon, it's an emergency, please.
Detective Benson is visited by the brother she could never trust.
The last time your brother showed up, he almost cost you your shield.
And this time, he's got a surprise, a daughter.
I named her after you, Olivia.
Will Benson risk her badge to save her family?
What's going on?
Simon just kidnapped the children.
SVU, after Whitney, Chelsea, and Rock Center, all new.
That's tonight, followed by King 5 News at 11.
Has a doctor discovered the fountain of youth?
I'm Deborah Norville on the next Inside Edition.
He could be the most fit senior in the world.
Today at 73, I feel better than I've ever felt in my life.
In his 50s, he was in terrible shape. Then a miracle. It was like his body went back in time.
Everything ages, but we don't have to get old.
He says it's safe, but could what he's doing be dangerous? Next Inside Edition.
America's News Magazine.
Tonight at 7:30 after Evening Magazine on King 5.
At QFC, we don't want to keep you waiting.
It's all about us valuing our customers' time.
You get shorter lines and faster checkout.
At QFC, you will get a faster checkout.
Now, when you check out at your neighborhood QFC, you're going to spend even less time in line.
I'm committed to getting my customers through the lines quicker.
You'll get in, get what you need, and get on your way.
When you add faster checkout to lower prices plus better meat and produce, you really do get more value at QFC. You know it's going to be good. Also this week at QFC, we've got beautiful ripe strawberries arriving fresh from Driscoll's. And the more you buy, the more you save. 1 pound cartons are $2.99, 2 pound cartons are $3.99, and 4 pound cartons are just $5.99. Plus, when you buy one cut of certified Angus beef top round roast, you'll get a second cut of equal or lesser value free. And selected gallons of Mountain Dairy Milk are just $2.49 each. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Click, click.
Wait a minute. The Office Depot stopwatch?
That's me.
Shouldn't you be saying tick, tick, tick?
Ah, but today I want to tell you about OfficeDepot.com. That'll save you time. Depot time.
How can the website save me time?
Thousands of items at the click of the mouse.
Tell me, you deliver?
Yes, free next business day delivery on most orders.
Wow, free delivery online.
Correcto mundo. OfficeDepot.com saves you time. Depot time.
Can I shop from my phone?
Absolutely. The Office Depot app will make your smartphone even smarter.
With OfficeDepot.com, I can save 24/7.
Just like me, around the clock. We save you time. Depot time. That's our job. And now, as a stopwatch, I'd like to take a second for this special offer. Sign up for exclusive email offers and get a coupon for $20 off your qualifying purchase of $100 or more at officedepot.com/radio. Excludes technology, free delivery on qualifying orders of $50 or more in local delivery areas. Ends 3-3 Eastern at Office Depot. Ha ha! Love it.
I'm Tim Love, and when I'm not cooking in my restaurants, I'm cooking for my family. And lots of times, that means chicken. But with Best Foods, Parmesan cheese, and breadcrumbs, you can make it outrageously juicy. Best Foods Parmesan crusted chicken. Man, so crispy, juicy, and cheesy, you'll want to make it every single day. Find this recipe at bestfoods.com. Best Foods. Real. Tastes better.
Find Best Foods and all the ingredients you'll need to make Parmesan crusted chicken at Fred Meyer today.
Buying a car means making a lot of choices. The brand, the model, the color, the dealership. And then once you buy it, you choose who gets to ride in it and who controls the radio station. For those of you who like space to decide, at Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, we give you the choice to test drive without a salesperson, giving you the option to get to know your car on your terms. You can choose the unassisted test drive at Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru at I-90 and Eastgate. The choice is clear. ChaplinsSubaru.com.
The experts at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins always offer free appraisals, and they'll pay you more money.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I've got your Traffic Divas Powerball morning commute. We do have an accident. I-5 southbound at Northgate is blocking the HOV lane, and unfortunately, the backup goes all the way out to 44th in Linwood. Makes that ever to Seattle Drive now just about 63 minutes. Southbound 405 also backed up from the I-5 405 split in Linwood all the way down to 522. Seeing heavy brake lights northbound 405 through the S-curves. Also, Issaquah to Seattle across I-90, a 28-minute drive. Redmond to Seattle still only going to take you 20 minutes on 520, so that's going to make 520, or the number, well, 20. Our Traffic Divas Powerball number for tonight's Powerball drawing with a current jackpot of $40 million. While you spend time in traffic, spend time imagining what you could do with your winnings, like inventing a jetpack and giving one to every single person you meet. It could happen courtesy of Washington State Lottery, a message from the Department of Imagination. Up next on the Bob Rivers Show, life just got a little better for prisoners at Guantanamo Bay.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR.
KJR, the greatest hits of all time. It is 7:37. Bob, Spike, and Joe and Jody. And let me tell you, if you're a Gitmo, there's some cool stuff happening. I was kidding about iHeartRadio. Their internet connection is still quite poor.
Yeah, I don't think you get too much internet out of any of those cells.
Guantanamo Bay Navy Base in Cuba, the U.S. Navy unveiled a new $744,000 soccer field.
You're kidding me.
No.
You're kidding me that we're women. This is a prison. Still a prison, right?
Yeah, it's for the terrorists,
the
detainees.
We're missing, but the military erected two guard towers, lights, and surveillance cameras at the site outside the penitentiary building called Camp 6. They have 120 of the captives.
There's no goals?
Well, they're
three quarters of $1 million. You don't even get goals.
Well, they're coming.
They're coming. They're coming.
Is that an additional bill?
This is a picture that was taken yesterday.
Okay.
They brought some visiting journalists to the project. Oh, by the way, they came just a day before the arraignment of Majid Khan, the former Baltimore resident who has agreed to plead guilty to war crimes and testify against other captives.
And starting right wing.
Which gets him
starting full
soccer privileges.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's why they did it. I know you're going to object, and I think the price sounds crazy.
I'm telling you.
But the soccer field is for cooperative prisoners only.
Stooley Fields. I like it.
Stooley Field would be a great name for it.
Pigeon Pitch.
Do you know about this Baltimore guy, this Majid Khan? He acted as a courier for $50,000 between Pakistan and Thailand. It was used in a 2003 suicide bombing at the Marriott in Jakarta, Indonesia.
He was picked because he was American. He was born here, raised here, didn't have an accent. So he was picked as this go-between, and he was working with undercover agents the whole time. Thought he bought some explosives, but he bought them from CIA guys.
He will enter a guilty plea today in exchange for a four-year delay in sentencing of 25 years if he cooperates and...
First pick!
Right. Starting
soccer
fullback.
Soccer captain.
Whatever.
What do you think of that? Do you think the prisoners should not have a soccer field, or do you think, as I do, that we should just make them build it themselves?
That thought did cross my mind, and it also crossed my mind that isn't any flat surface a soccer pitch?
Field?
I mean, you know, you go to Afghanistan
$744,000.
Yeah, you go to Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran, and you see kids playing soccer with balls made out of used trash bags on a dirt field covered in IUDs. Or IEDs. IEDs would be real mess.
Covered in IEDs. These are not working correctly. I don't think I'm using this.
Three quarters of $1 million to build a soccer field? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I agree. Pedro, can you imagine what... it must be bleachers and stands, and it must be... how would they spend that much money?
I was telling Joe, I used to play just like any surface with some soccer ball made out of my socks with something inside.
You.
So I don't understand why they would pay.
The only thing I could think of is sod. Like if they put real grass down, that would cost a lot of money.
It would. A watering system. Yeah. Maybe they go with that AstroTurf. I saw some of that at the home show, by the way.
The turf.
Are people putting AstroTurf on their lawns?
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah. Never mow it again.
What? But I mean, won't that look weird in the fall when everybody else's is turning brown? And won't it look weird in the winter? And won't you be... doesn't it make you plastic?
We've got a friend who's got a house with a very small backyard and so much trees. They left a lot of trees in when they built
the grass wouldn't grow.
There's no sunlight. There's no grass.
That makes kind of sense.
Yeah.
It's like carpeting for a small place.
Yeah.
So do you hose it off? I mean,
you
eventually
don't like it, either, do you?
It gets dirty, right?
Yeah, hose it off.
Hose it off.
Well, there's so many other things you can grow in shade that are maybe native.
Yeah.
Like salal.
You could grow salal. And if you don't want a native plant, there's a great plant that grows in shade. Ooh la la. Let me tell you about it.
Okay.
No, I have neighbors that have that in their backyard. They have a tiny area and they have a couple kids. The kids run around there on the AstroTurf. It's like they don't want to plant anything. They just want an area for the kids.
But I mean, the landscape designers who were pushing this stuff, I don't think they were pushing it to tiny, you know, little back lot, small square footage places. I think they were trying to convince the mega home builders.
Yeah.
To go for it.
Well, I hope if Gitmo's soccer pitch cost $750,000. I hope it's got turf. I hope it's not grass.
I mean, it's a minefield. It's just a minefield.
See if you can find more about it on the internet, Pedro, if you can find a link to it.
Speaking of landscaping, I need a deep rooter. You know, a good deep rooter. Something that'll put roots down deep and hold a hill in.
Oh, your hill sinking stuff.
Oh, you would need to plant stuff on your eroding bank.
Yeah. I had the city come out yesterday, and I thought they were going to be my savior and tell me, oh, it's all our fault, and we'll fix it for you. And that wasn't at all what
the city,
they said.
You thought the city would see your bank and come to rescue you with socialism?
Well, I've got a they have a big, huge pipe running through right where it happens to be eroding. I mean, there's a water, the pipe that comes off the road that brings the water when it rains.
Drainage.
The drainage comes right through my backyard down into the ravine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I assume this pipe is leaking, and that's what's causing my hill to erode, because consequently it's right by.
It could just be the fact that it's a hill.
It never did it before they put this new pipe in.
Well, it never did it for the first 7 years I lived there, and then suddenly it started doing
but
it.
But the pipe has been there how long, Spike makes
the whole
point.
Time I've been there.
Okay, they didn't put a new pipe
in. I thought you said they redid this road out front.
Well, what happened is they redid the road, and my whole house shook, and the pipe shook. And
yeah,
they
changed the drainage pattern.
It's pretty far away from his backyard, but it could be.
I thought maybe they ruptured something. Anyway, they came and looked at it and said that they didn't rupture anything.
You sleep on a vibrating mattress.
How would you know? Really?
I've never slept better than my hills falling away.
Yeah, I only will complain of my house slides down my hill.
Did you go out and tip them when they were doing this?
Well, no. Unfortunately, they waited. They came when
I was at work.
The
commercial about you sleeping on a vibrating mattress I found mildly creepy.
I love that vibrating mattress.
Do you turn that on vibrate and fall asleep?
Yeah, it's got four different speeds, and I've kind of figured two is just right for knocking me off.
I have the vibrating feature, and it freaks me out. If it comes on by accident, if I hit the button, I'm like,
you think there's an earthquake?
Oh, what's happening?
I know, I have that too.
I love it, and it only goes for, I think, 15 minutes or something, but I love that.
On the phone, Mike in Linwood. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good morning. Just regarding the soccer field at Gitmo, you have to remember that Gitmo is on Cuba, it's an island. Everything that goes into Gitmo has to go on by barge or by airplane, and it's going to be private companies. Also, any of the building that goes on at Gitmo is going to be done by private American contractors, such as PA&E, which is Pacific Architects and Engineers, Dyn Corp, or KBR, somebody along those lines.
So right, so what you're saying is contractors who build things in exotic locations that have to be barged to and work for the government charge $700 for each hammer anyway. So it's just the way it is. It costs a lot to build something far away.
Oh, it's the expense is enormous. Just thinking the bases that are in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yep.
And what I'm saying is,
it's all American contractors.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, if you got a bulldozer, you can push enough flat around to make a soccer pitch.
But there is no local talent on that island.
It's just a military base. They have bulldozers. They have people on staff that can run a bulldozer. They're trained by the government. Right. Flatten out some turf, give them a ball, and call it good.
Well, you'd be surprised at whether you're having CB's build those or whether you're having American contractors. The American contractors kind of get the nod on.
Anyway, it's already done.
It's a done deal. There's no way out of it.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the perspective.
Mike sounds smart.
Well, he's got some experience. It's his gig. Okay. So so plant. You need something to plant on a hillside that'll keep it from eroding because it's your responsibility.
That's what they say. Yeah. It's you know.
I know what you should do.
Yeah, what
you should fight City Hall.
I've flirted with that idea because they've come out twice and looked, and both times said it's not their pipe. Now we had I mentioned this a few months ago, and a nice guy that specializes in soils came out and said it might be their fault. He didn't say it was their fault, and it's not a big deal. I mean, as long as my house is on the top of the hill.
It might be their fault. It would require further study and geology and all kinds of testing and all kinds of expense.
He did say some of that stuff. Yeah.
It would require you hire me to do some more investigation.
No, he didn't say that. He was a real nice guy, and he came out just because he was in the neighborhood.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you want to plant stuff that keeps a bank from eroding?
Yeah, just a small – it's a small chunk of my bank. It's only
– Ask the people over off – what's that point up there?
Soon to be Waterfront Falls over there on Magnolia.
Yeah, or the ones on Westlake. I thought I was in a good position with the city of Bellevue because they just had a pipe fail and many houses went sliding.
Yeah. Ask the folks who used to live at the top of the Grand Canyon how they kept their house up
right
there.
They look at the bottom. That's where they are now.
But just the guy told me, he goes, you need a deep rooter.
How far is the eroding bank from your actual foundation of your house?
15 feet, maybe.
15 feet.
Dude.
It's probably 5 feet from my deck, from the deck.
5 feet from your deck? It used to be like 30 feet.
It used to be 10 feet.
Oh, you've been in there a long time. I've been in your backyard.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be bigger.
Well, it's just the one little corner. I mean, 3/4 of my house will stay on the hill just fine.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. And I could live in that.
In the other 3/4?
Yeah, but my man cave will be gone. Sloping. Yeah.
Wow. Text messengers are saying to plant bamboo because the root system runs horizontally and it will support the hill. And I have to agree because I have a curly bamboo that my neighbors told me was going to strangle everybody's plumbing because they root right. So crazy. So that's two of us.
But you don't want a horizontal root because that's just your whole top surface and that's going to slide down the hill. He wants something that goes straight down.
My neighbors hate me because of this bamboo.
Well, bamboo is uncontrollable. Once it's in for life and it never stops
moving.
Deep-rooting
bamboo. It's a beautiful tree.
There's money in bamboo.
There's money in bamboo.
I've got a neighbor that sells bamboo every summer.
Are we talking little bamboo or big bamboo?
Well, it's a pretty big bamboo. No, every summer, this neighbor chops.
That would only work on Joe.
Loved it.
They put out these pots of bamboo, and they just have a little bamboo forest right in the middle of Bellevue, and I guess the stuff grows pretty prolifically.
It is.
That would be the definition of not native, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And,
invasive.
And they just put like a dollar sign on the pot. Like, you want a pot of bamboo? $20. Here you go.
All right. We'll take your suggestions at 52309. What should Joe plant on a hill to keep his house from tumbling into a ravine?
A wall.
Cholesterol drugs are going to add warning labels. We'll tell you about that next hour. Also, admit it, at some point you've lied about seeing a movie just so you could sound more cultured.
Like The Artist, maybe.
Yeah. What is the most lied about movie right now? And we will tell you in a little bit. First, to the news, we are, what time is it? 7:49. And there is a lot going on, especially in the Republican presidential campaign.
A win is a win is a win, brought to you by Fred Meyer. A lot of people said that it doesn't look so good that Mitt Romney won Michigan by such a small margin. But he says a win is a win. He did kill in Arizona. Here's Mitt Romney's victory speech after winning GOP primaries in Michigan and Arizona.
I wish that was Mitt Romney's victory.
That was actually a guy who won a bowling tournament yesterday. Do we have Mitt Romney? Let's hear Mitt Romney.
Thank you, Arizona. Great victory in Arizona tonight. And thank you, Michigan. What a win. This is a big night. Thanks, you guys. And in this room are the people who knocked on the doors and made the calls and went to the polls, and it made an enormous difference. We didn't win by a lot, but we won by enough, and that's all that counts.
Mm-hmm. He acknowledged it. That's good. Hey, he was losing, and he spent a lot of money, and he won.
I heard he spent 6-1. He outspent.
Yeah, he has the money. That's the whole
point. So how is that knocking on doors and making phone calls? That's just buying TV,
well,
right?
Well, our door is waiting for knocks now. The Washington caucus is next week. And I'd knock on Andy Lohman's door right now. I'd knock on...
That's the door he knocked on the TV station.
Yeah, I'd knock on all of our advertising executives' doors.
Yeah, this would be the time. Did anybody see the speech as it happened?
Pedro?
I just happened to stumble on it, or I went normally.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw the entire thing last night.
I thought it was interesting that his warm-up act... Before he talks, and I guess this is a normal thing, and I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more of it.
Mrs.?
Yeah, the Mrs. does, I mean, a long speech.
I like that.
It's not just a minute or two. She was up there easily 5 minutes and maybe longer while he's standing there right next to her. He doesn't say a word.
Oh, I mean, she did a hot five?
Yeah, she comes up and gets them all fired up for Mitt before.
She's a better speaker than him.
Yeah, and that's basically what it comes down to from what I understand. Mm. He won't remember who to thank and all the particulars of the local. Like, she's the one that gets up there and goes, I'm a Michigan girl. I drank Verner's and I watched Tiger baseball. And she gets them all, you know, screaming. Yeah. And then she goes, and here's the guy who's going to, you know, kick that dude out of the White House.
And then boom, and then he comes up.
Yeah, but she spends about
and he goes,
5 minutes.
I know some people who own big companies here.
Exactly. I know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she really
it looked good coming in on my corporate jet today. You guys are doing a pretty good job with those burned out neighborhoods.
I would be the
trees
worst.
Are just the right height.
I would be the worst warm up act for my husband ever.
Yeah.
And then, I told this guy to do the garbage. He won't do it.
And then after the speech, she goes over and grabs him, and he's kind of getting ready to like peck her on the cheek. She's like, no, you know, full blown on the lips right here.
She does that.
You were in the meeting. You were in the meeting. Yeah. I mean, she's a forceful woman, that Miss Romney.
She's in charge. That's interesting.
Yeah, I think we're going to be seeing a lot more from her.
Powerful guy with a powerful woman.
Well, don't blow off Rick Santorum just yet, because he did eke out a fancy second place. This is what he said after he lost in Michigan.
I don't care. I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't...
That's great.
We came into the backyard of one of my opponents. In a race that everyone said, well, just ignore, you have really no chance here. And the people of Michigan looked into the hearts of the candidates, and all I have to say is, I love you back. Thank you.
I don't care.
And don't worry about Newt Gingrich, because, boy, he's still in this. What he has to say about these stunning losses is that none of it matters until Super Tuesday anyway.
So here's my request for all of you. Primaries next Tuesday in many states really matter. It's clear that Governor Romney can raise more money because he can go to Wall Street and get money from all the people who got bailouts from the taxpayers. So in a sense, your money is coming back to you in the form of negative ads. I can't match that. But what I can do is match it with people. We have over 170,000 people who have now donated to our campaign. 95% of them have given less than $250.
There you go. I think you may still see a little bit of Gingrich.
You're about to go to the South. He's actually leading.
Isn't he Georgia? He's Georgia.
Yeah, he is from Georgia. He's gonna win some states in the South.
And Santorum, I don't know. Romney is the ultimate nominee. It's been known for a long time.
And there's no way he can match him with people. Mitt Romney pointed that out last night. He can put a kid in just about every state on Super Tuesday. He's got a lot of people.
One of his own kids.
Yeah, he can have somebody shaking hands in every one of those states.
Well, Nick Gingrich can put a mistress in every state too, right?
I believe he can.
We may be seeing the faces of some contenders, because Republican presidential contenders Santorum and Ron Paul are coming back to Washington State to hold rallies in the days leading up to Saturday's caucus. Santorum's going to be in Eastern Washington on Thursday, rallies in Spokane and the Tri-Cities of Walla Walla. Paul will be in Seattle on Friday. And Mitt Romney's going to be here, I think, tomorrow to have a fundraiser in Bellevue. Joe, you going to that?
The Romney fundraiser?
Yeah.
No, I would buy a really cool T-shirt from him. I mean, if it was funny. That's the only way I usually contribute is if I'm getting something.
All right, folks, admit it. At some point, you lied about seeing a classic movie so you could sound more cultured. The most lied about movie, and I'll be telling the truth when we come back. Also, the Oscars got twice as many viewers as any other show last week, even though they did not do as well as the Grammys. They're counting that as a win. And Pedro has some more Idol from audio from American Idol. Is American Idol starting to get better now? They're down to 24
12 guys and 12 girls. And no, it's not good.
What is the deal with Steven Tyler taking off, like undressing?
Oh, you saw that yesterday?
I didn't see it. I've just heard about it. Was it yesterday?
Well, no, two things. Last week, he took off his pants and jumped into the water. But yesterday, they were talking about, you know, when Jennifer Lopez showed the nipple on the.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, she made a comment about it and showed. His own nipple.
Oh, yes. Man. That's really quite something. So, by the way, I thought Jay Leno had the best comment. I don't know if you wrote it or not. But Jay said, wait a minute. Steven Tyler's getting naked and Paris Hilton's releasing an album. The world is turned upside down. Anyway, a little bit of that when we come back. We have some American Idol audio from last night. 7:56.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I've got your Traffic Divas Powerball commute. We do still have that accident, I-5 southbound at Northgate. It's blocking the HOV lane. It's been there for a while, and the brake lights go all the way out to the I-5 405 split in Linwood. So Everett to Seattle right now, taking you 90 minutes, an hour and a half. It's growing really quickly. Linwood to Bellevue southbound 405, a 40-minute commute. Redmond to Seattle cross 520, a 26-minute drive. Issaquah to Seattle cross I-90, only taking you 30 minutes. That's going to make 30 our Traffic Divas Powerball number for tonight's Powerball drawing with a current jackpot of $40 million. So while you spend time in traffic, spend time imagining what you could do with your winnings, like buy a zoo in every major city. It could happen. A message from the Department of Imagination.
You know, they say be careful what you wish for. Well, I asked you to email me if you're trying Healthy Trim, and my email box has exploded. I got to share this one with you. This one's from Sharon, and she writes, I'm a longtime listener, and I finally took her advice. Although I was skeptical, this morning when I stepped on the scale, I almost screamed. You see, in 3 weeks, I've lost over 14 pounds. Yes! Thanks for telling me about Healthy Trim. This is what I've been telling you, people. Healthy Trim works. I have lost over 35 pounds, and honestly, this is the first time that I've ever had any kind of success with a weight loss product. Healthy Trim is an all-natural supplement. I take it in the morning, and then I go about my day. It's been clinically tested. It curbs my appetite. I'm eating less, and I am losing weight. How cool is this? If it works for me, it'll work for you. And right now, try for 30 days. If it doesn't work like it has for me, you'll get a full refund. Also, buy one bottle, get a second bottle free. See for yourself at HealthyTrim.com or give them a call at 855-888-TRIM. That's 855-888-TRIM. You can also find Healthy Trim at the GNC stores nationwide.
Today is going to be a good day, Seattle. Hi, this is Sue Anderson, General Manager for CenturyLink. Here at CenturyLink, we're ready. Ready to give you consistently fast broadband that's just $19.95 a month for speeds up to 12 megs when bundled with Home Fum Unlimited. And with a 5-year price lock without a contract guaranteed. It may just be a great day. Visit one of our retail stores or visit CenturyLink.com for more information. We're ready to give you the personal attention and service you deserve.
Offer not available in all areas. New residential customers only. Restrictions apply. Contact CenturyLink for details.
You know what chickens, berries, and roses have in common? You can grow them. And this weekend, Sky Nursery will show you how. Every month, Sky offers free seminars to help you become a successful gardener. For a seminar schedule and money-saving coupon, visit skynursery.com.
Here's an interesting article on plasma TVs. They claim plasmas are better than LCD TVs.
Well, plasma TVs do offer better performance in several key areas. That's why they scored higher in the latest consumer ratings.
But when I was in the store, they said LCD was better, and I shouldn't consider a plasma.
That's why you need to shop around and do some research. Did you try going to video only?
Not yet.
They carry the top-rated LCD TVs and the top-rated plasma TVs, so you can compare for yourself.
So, is plasma better?
They usually rate higher, and they're better for the new 3D TV.
Really? Why?
You need to go to video only and see for yourself. If you don't...
I'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
Click, click, click.
Wait a minute. The Office Depot stopwatch?
That's me.
Shouldn't you be saying tick, tick, tick?
Ah, but today I want to tell you about OfficeDepot.com. That'll save you time. Depot time.
How can the website save me time?
Thousands of items at the click of the mouse.
Tell me, you deliver?
Yes, free next business day delivery on most orders.
Wow, free delivery online.
Correcto mundo. OfficeDepot.com saves you time. Depot time.
Can I shop from my phone?
Absolutely. The Office Depot app will make your smartphone even smarter.
With OfficeDepot.com, I can save 24/7.
Just like me, around the clock. We save you time. Depot time. That's our job. And now, as a stopwatch, I'd like to take a second for this special offer. Sign up for exclusive email offers and get a coupon for $20 off your qualifying purchase of $100 or more at officedepot.com/radio. Excludes technology, free delivery on qualifying orders, $50 or more in local delivery areas, hence 3-3 Eastern at Office Depot. Ha ha! Love it.
Nice to see someone taking pride in her appearance.